Hi there, it's Virginia from Word of Mouth. You know what the best part of this story is? It was here when you were ready to listen to it. Radio on demand. Right now, we need you to be here for us because your financial support is what keeps it all going. But we begin with a new front in the milk wars. Hospitals, health professionals, and even formula manufacturers acknowledge that when it comes to newborns, breast is best. And yet free samples of infant formula are abundantly handed out in new mother goodie bags emblazoned with the formula company's logo. Today, nearly half of hospitals surveyed by the CDC have stopped giving formula samples to breastfeeding mothers. Some states are banning the practice altogether, and others are campaigning to ban samples that could sway nursing mothers to give up on the breast. Pam Bellick is a health and science reporter at the New York Times who's been writing about the issue. Pam, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks so much, Virginia.
Well, as you know, breastfeeding is pretty much the mother of all mommy wars. When did hospitals get in on the fray?
Well, for decades, really, hospitals have been giving out these free formula samples as part of these goodie bags, as you mentioned. And these are supplied, you know, free by formula companies. They're clearly intended as a marketing tool. And, you know, one of the additional benefits that a hospital gets is that usually the formula company or companies will supply the hospital's formula stock for free. So there's an incentive for the hospital to do this as well. But what's happened in recent years is that some studies, not all, have shown that having a sample nearby, readily available, if it's the middle of the night and you're having trouble nursing, may just be a temptation that could sway a breastfeeding mother to supplement with formula. And since, as you pointed out, breastfeeding is the optimal way to feed babies. Not every mother can do it, but it is optimal if you can. Some hospitals are looking to try to stop those giveaways just to try to take away one more possible impediment to having mothers be able to breastfeed.
Well, that, of course, is the charge that breastfeeding advocates say free samples could influence new mothers to never start or to give up on breastfeeding. How real is the evidence that that's true?
It's a little squishy. It's hard to say. There have and there haven't really been that many studies, so that makes it harder to say. Mm-hmm. There have been a couple of studies that do suggest that that when women are sent home with samples, they don't continue breastfeeding as long as doctors recommend, and the recommendation is that a mother exclusively breastfeeds for 6 months at least. So there are studies to show that. There's at least one study that doesn't seem to show any significant connection. And of course, there is a lot of anecdotal information on both sides. Mm-hmm. And certainly, since our story has run, we've heard from all sides. Some mothers say, how could a little sample make a difference? This is sort of a patronizing idea that a mother might be swayed by a little formula sample in a bag. Others that I've spoken to said, it was there, it was one thing, it was easy. It may not have totally accounted for the fact that I started using formula, but it was one thing that kind of helped sway me in that direction. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to say.
Well, speaking of, I guess Michael Bloomberg, the New York City mayor, has become a sort of symbol of the nanny state for his ban on big soda sweet drinks. Now looking for a ban in New York City hospitals, already bans in states like Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Who's actually driving that move to ban infant formula from hospitals?
Right. There's actually quite a large consensus, which is kind of interesting. Obviously, breastfeeding advocates are interested in this, but also virtually every health authority in the United States and internationally has gotten behind this. The CDC, the WHO, UNICEF, even some organizations like the Joint Commission that accredits hospitals. They haven't gone all the way toward recommending this, but they seem to agree that it's the optimal thing. I think people also agree that it's, you know, you have to be careful because this is such an emotional issue. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are a few things to point out here, too, which is that just because hospitals don't give out formula samples doesn't mean that they won't give mothers who want to formula feed formula.
Right.
And that's a common misperception. They still stock formula. They'll still give it to mothers who either can't or, you know, really for strong reasons don't want to breastfeed. They'll still give it out. And then the other sort of larger issue that is attached to this is kind of the marketing issue, which is that, you know, just because you don't get a formula sample, does that mean that you can't formula feed if you want to? Well, no, of course not. You could go to the grocery store, or you could go to WIC if you can't afford formula, and you can get those supplies. But some of the advocates and also some of the health authorities, including the CDC, feel that hospitals should not be in this relationship of accepting free supplies and giving them out on behalf of formula companies, because essentially what they are doing there is becoming a de facto marketing agent for the companies.
Mm. Well, we have just a minute left, but I'm wondering, you know, this is such a fraught topic. Every story one reads about the milk wars features women who could not breastfeed or whose jobs would not allow them to pump or whatever. And many feel judged or maybe not mommy enough by breastfeeding advocates, or so they say. You spoke to several female doctors who developed strong opinions about free samples. Any consensus among them?
Doctors who are also mothers, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's, yes, precisely why I tried to speak to people who were medically informed. You know, I think that it is a very real phenomenon that that there are mothers who find it very difficult to breastfeed, and that should not be overlooked. I think that this campaign, and if you talk to the health authorities, CDC and others, what they're saying is they're not discounting that. They're saying that there's a group of women, it's not clear how many, who could breastfeed if they had all the encouragement, and formula samples are one thing that undermines that encouragement.
Pam Bellick, I want to thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Pam Bellick, staff writer for the New York Times. She's author of Island Practice. You can link to her article about hospitals who are banning free infant formula samples at wordofmouthradio.org.